Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents How Dogs Think, What the World Looks Like to Them, and Why They Act the Way They Do, by Stanley Coren, Ph.D., narrated by Bob Dio. Preface. Do dogs think? Do they have a mental picture of the world like humans do? Could we say that a dog is conscious and self-aware, the way that people are? Do dogs have true emotions? Compared to humans, just how intelligent are dogs? If you ask those questions when you are in a room full of behavioral scientists and philosophers, you are bound to start a heated argument. Despite the fact that paleontologists have proven that humans and dogs have lived together for at least 140 centuries, there are still many different viewpoints about the workings of a dog's mind, or even if a dog has a mind. For some people, the dog is nothing but an unthinking, fur-covered biological machine, while others consider dogs to be much like little people in fur coats. Most owners of pet dogs feel that dogs have something like true intelligence and consciousness, although they suspect that dogs often fail to show it for some reason. This notion is captured in a folktale told in Zimbabwe, which says that dogs are not only very clever, but they even know how to speak. It is just that they choose not to. According to the story, the hero Nikango made a deal with the dog Rukuba. If Rukuba stole some fire from the god Nyamureri, people would be dog's friend forever. Dog kept his part of the bargain and gave...